Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. But this one thing I do. How many messages have we heard concerning this one thing that have dealt with our being single in purpose on our jobs, focused on the task at hand, or sincerely warning us against burnout? Many of the stories and lessons we share in our devotional magazines and in our Bible studies arguably reflect a universal earth-level principle, but in the process they displace the eternal living truth. Someone may wonder, what is the harm? So I will answer that question. Any theme, no matter how worthy or outstanding, that is not true to the text displaces God's intended meaning and diverts our attention from God's intended purpose. If we thought about that very long, we would be rightfully humbled. God gives a specific truth, places it in a particular context to make his point, and amazingly we override God's purpose. We don't say it and probably don't think it, but here is our thought process unveiled. I know this isn't what God is trying to communicate in this text, but what I have to say has real merit, and my motive is right, so I am going to use God's words to make my point. Too often we choose the warm, fuzzy story over the two-edged sword that pierces our hearts, but only the sword brings God's result. As a result, our study never makes it past the story to the eternal truth. Philippians 3:13-14, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul speaks of his passion to embrace Jesus Christ more fully, leaving everything behind and reaching ahead. I don't think our pursuit of knowing Jesus Christ in a more intimate way is something we want to displace with a nice story or a motivational talk. But what do you think? Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.